Hi, I've been writing a framework for Internet of Things devices for a few years now, which drives entire smart home solutions for me at home. Recently, I built a gateway to Zigbee, which is also driven by this framework. You can find a description of it here. At first, I supported the ESP8266, then also the ESP32. There is an Arduino core underneath, and the whole thing runs on platform I/O. This means only that there are structures known from Arduino underneath, i.e., functions such as Millie's. However, the code runs natively on the ESP, without any ATMEGs along the way. In theory, I could get rid of the Arduino as such, but then I would rather decide to drop support for the ESP8266. The code is written in such a way that it enables and drastically simplifies doing many things at once. Functions. I decided at the outset that I would like to go in the direction of a COMC, implemented along the lines of Unity 3D. The main object is the application rotator, which is created at the start of the application. The rotator has a list of applications that are instantiated and executed until the end. When the application finishes, the next one rises, and at the end, this loops. Usually the device software consists of a functional application, device behavior, and a configuration application, own access point. Having a pointer to the application, we can search for components by type and easily avoid rigid references. Components can be added and removed while the application is running, and by using the lock mechanism and weak PTR, we can write stable and safe code. Components. In addition to the framework itself, the user can use internal components as well as their own. Among the internal components, we have such as the device portal over HTTP on the local network, with terminal, status, and also the possibility of software updates. The MQTT connection component, configuration components, provider, and master. A component for sending device statistics, RSSI, IP, and others. A component performing various reset button functions. Software architecture. Let's get started. Example piece of code, showing how the application is initialized. The aim was clarity and simplicity. Gallery. Image. Repository. The code is available under the MIT license at .com.